Welcome to the Tarantula Lounge. This is Joey. I wanted to talk about hope in video games tonight. I am sitting on my pleather recliner in the Tarantula Lounge where I play all my games on my Xbox, and there's two I've been playing lately. And one is this bombastic giant AAA title, which means like blockbuster title, called Mass Effect Andromeda. And the other one is a little game that took several years to make, mostly by one guy, I believe. And it's a farming simulator, which can't get much more different than Mass Effect, which is a giant space opera. But they have a couple things in common that I liked, and I wanted to talk about them both. Mass Effect, there was an original trilogy, which was released from 2007 to 2012 on the Xbox PlayStation 3 generation of consoles. So the games were really big. They would take dozens of hours to beat the bare bones minimum. There was voice acting, and it was television or movie level quality. The concept of the games is pretty conventional. You're a human exploring space. While you're in space, you meet a lot of different kinds of aliens. Some are more friendly than others. And there's kind of like a UN of the different species, and they are faced with information that they could be facing a life or death threat from this outside species. So they have to decide whether or not they're going to work together. And just like we face world-changing events and can't really get it together, they can't get it together in the game. So sex, drugs, murder, money, they all get in the way of what's important, which is this giant existential threat. Part of what made the games, the Mass Effect games, so good is that the game's maker, BioWare, gave gamers the ability to live out this epic space opera over three games over 6 years. You had choices to make throughout the games, several like dozens or hundreds of choices. And events and characters, how you treat them in the first game impacts the second game and the third game, so on. Depending on how you played, you could be this renegade leader and you've got this small team that's brutal. You could let the world leaders die. You could decide to just massacre planets if you needed to, if it would be the greater good. Or you could be a paragon, which is a leader dedicated to the values we think about in somebody like Captain America. So you value integrity and unity and working together and things like that. It's up to you. The people that you spent hundreds of real-time hours with over the course of those 5 or 6 years, they could live or die depending on what you do. At the end of the series, you could actually die. So this life or death existential threat from another species that everybody is facing, they could win. So you could have spent 6 years going and the progress that you made wasn't enough. However, there were several endings in the game. One of them was interesting in that you never submitted to the bad guys, but you held on long enough so that 50,000 years in the future, when the bad guys come back to more or less harvest the next generation of species, then they win based on what you did. So it was a massive scale game. I loved the game, not just for that big space opera story, but the gameplay, the majesty of space that they capture, the camaraderie with your team. But the ending was bittersweet at best because, like I said, the whole game is about whether or not you're going to get annihilated. Fast forward to 2017, while the original Mass Effect trilogy was done in 2012, 5 years later, they come out with this new Mass Effect series called Andromeda. And Andromeda, it's not really related to the first series at all. You don't need to play the first series to play this one. It's a much more positive game. So in this one, you're a guy or lady called Ryder. You are one of several thousand colonists who were sent in this giant space arc 600 years ago from Earth. And you're going to the Andromeda system to colonize it. You wake up, it's been 600 years, not everyone wakes up at the same time, and you find out there's been this kind of civil war between the species that came on the Ark. Not the species, just different factions within the people that came. Your father is a major player in this whole thing. He's called the Pathfinder, and he's responsible for finding new homeworlds that humanity can settle. Unfortunately, he dies very early in the game, and so the mantle of Pathfinder is passed on to you. Instead of playing defense on this game and trying to stop this giant existential threat, you're more or less an explorer, it's your job to try to find new worlds, and the game gives you these beautiful exotic worlds to explore and populate. But along the way, you encounter things that are almost too big for the human mind to understand. Most of the planets have this, what appears to you to be very ancient alien technology that had been abandoned several thousand years ago. However, the technology is several hundred or several thousand years advanced of what humanity is familiar with. It reminded me of Arthur C. Clarke's book, Rendezvous with Rama. He's the guy that wrote 2001: A Space Odyssey. The game is really good about capturing something of the terror and awe of finding something so outside of yourself and so alien. You also meet a new kind of alien you had not seen in the original games. About three quarters through the game, you find out that the alien species, this new species you've encountered in Andromeda, they were actually created by the people who made the tech that's thousands or tens of thousands of years old and abandoned. That leads to some interesting questions. Like, think about if you just found out humanity was made by another species that may or may not still be around. If you're a person of faith, what does that mean? Or if you're a person of science, what does that mean? What are the ramifications for us and the way we manipulate life? What does it all mean? So the game gives you stuff like that to deal with. But weirdly, I think the thing that resonated with me the most, as gorgeous as the game was and as much fun as I had playing it, was the fact that Andromeda was a flop. So it came out, I think, in April of this year. Did not do well. It had a ton of bugs. A lot of people made fun of it. It was panned, which was weird because the first series was so prestigious and made so much money. But probably a month or so ago, the publisher announced that they were not going to do any more content in the Andromeda world. What's interesting about this is in the original Mass Effect series, I mentioned earlier, Game 1 impacts Game 2, etc. Since this is the only game, the decisions you make aren't going to impact anything else. So while I spent hundreds of hours, I probably spent 400 hours total on the original Mass Effect trilogy, the fact that all of your decisions mattered came with a certain amount of pressure, especially considering that your decisions could lead to people that you'd been dealing with for a long time dying or the obliteration of your solar system. But on that meta level, I knew Andromeda was its own thing. So that gave me more freedom in a way, because I didn't have that burden of worrying about what was going to happen years from now in the game. The game actually ends on a high note. Andromeda ends on a high note. You've pushed back these hostile aliens you deal with. You've united everyone that was engaged in the civil war, and you've settled this kind of intergalactic melting pot. So you're home. This is your new home. You're home. You don't have all the answers because the game wasn't complete. You don't necessarily understand fully who these ancient aliens are, who made the tech, who made the other race that you encounter. All you can do is do the best you can with the information that you have. You make peace around you. You try to live with an open posture, and you enjoy the time you have. A lot of what I did in the game, and if you go to the tarantulalounge.net, you can see screenshots from the game. I just like to look around. There's jungle planets, ice planets, deserts, space, these gorgeous stars. That's why, in a way, even though the original Mass Effect games, I think you could say, are objectively better, this one might have been more fun because it's hopeful. You don't know how the series is going to end, but neither do we. We don't know how our lives are going to end. All we can do is our best, and doing our best in spite of, or in the face of, the unknown, I think, is beautiful. Which brings me to the second game, Stardew Valley. This game looks like it's on the Super Nintendo, so it looks like it's 25 years old. It's real simple. Your grandpa was a farmer. You inherit his farm, and then you go and farm. You live in a tiny town called Stardew Valley. There's about 30 people that also live in the town. And your whole job is just to raise crops, talk to people, go on little adventures, explore. You can fish, you can farm, you can go inside mines and find stuff. It's a really whimsical game. It's really slow paced. It's relaxing. What in the world would a game like that have in common with Mass Effect, and why would it be fun? I think the reason that I like both of the games, even though they're very different in scope and size, is that they're both about finding contentment in the situation that you're given and with the people around you. In Andromeda, you have your crew that's with you and you go and explore all these planets together and you don't know what the future holds, but you're doing it together. You find home, you unify people. In Stardew Valley, you're a farmer. At the beginning of the game, there's a little animation where you get out of your dead-end desk job and you want to try something else. So you're in the open air in a small town and the game is based around a cycle of days. So you basically have enough energy to take care of your crops, go into town, go to a restaurant or bar and talk to some people, and then you go to bed and then the next day starts. And that could sound repetitious and you would think, well, why do I want to play a game that just sounds like my life? But I think it gives you a nicer perspective on your life because that's kind of what we're doing. We have tasks that we have to do every day. We talk to some people in the day and then we do it again. And some people could say that's prison, but I think there's actually something really beautiful about that, where we're on this giant rock floating through the abyss of space and we build this little life together. And there's comfort in that and contentment. And there are a lot of different ways you can live, and you choose the way that you want to live and you make the best of it given the information you have. So I think both games are very hopeful in the face of the unknown or uncertainty or infinite options. I like them both for that reason. I think we could all use some more hope in 2017. So I recommend both Mass Effect Andromeda, which is rated mature probably because of all the violence and whatnot. And also I recommend Stardew Valley, which is recommended G. Because even though we don't know how things will end, we do our best and we do it together, and that's beautiful.